Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, which shares stories of spiritual awakenings, spiritual communication, healing energies, and miracles as we come to know universal source and energy and how it influences our physical world. Today I welcome Jeff and Clayton Stegman, who will describe focused life force energy and how it may improve the quality of your work, health, and spiritual practice. Hello, and welcome to Healing From Within.
Jeff? Hello, thank you, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Hello, Cheryl.
It's Jeff Stegman and Clayton Stegman. Very, very similar. Okay. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Jeff Stegman, whose focus has been in creating a high conscious culture in his business, which parallels his own spiritual growth patterns, shows how by using focused life force energy in his manufacturing and engineering businesses has made astonishing discoveries. Clayton Stegman has worked in education, training and coaching businesses for over 30 years, and since discovering conscious kinesiology in 2004, has done over 5 million CK calibrations and created over 10 conscious assessments and several energetic medical protocols. Now, Jeff and Clayton, as listeners of Healing From Within are aware, my guest and I share our experiences and expanded awareness of our nature as both spiritual and physical beings, learning to raise our vibrational, emotional frequency and consciousness in order to manifest or create the best version of our personal and collective life experiences. And I always love to ask my guests to think back through their childhood, an event, person, or place that may have influenced their interests, goals, or life path early on, and which led them to be the people that they are now and the life, work, or values that they share now as adults. Because to me, it seems the imprint for our life choices and destiny are within our soul essence and emerge over time. So let's begin with Jeff. Jeff, tell us just a little something about an event in your childhood, and then we'll get to Clayton.
Great, yes. I think what comes to mind is my mother encouraged me, and this was when I was a freshman in high school, to start transcendental meditation with her. And so I went through the process and got a mantra. And prior to that, you know, I was a typical teenage kid and sort of unfocused and, you know, dabbling in smoking pot and that sort of thing. And, you know, it was just exactly what I needed at the right time to just clear all that away and really begin to focus my mind in a different way. And what I experienced was an expansion of my consciousness in a way that all of a sudden I saw that there was this infinite possibility out there, and there was so much more to life than what I had experienced at that point. And I had also been an avid reader of science fiction at the time, and from a young age, so that also sort of formed me to in a creative way of the infinite possibilities of life and the universe. So I think those two things coming together with the meditation at that time, which really put me on a different path, and I really am grateful to that.
You're lucky that your mother was interested in similar things and was able to open up your full mind potential to something more than just our physical life. So that was great. And Clayton, do you have a story that you can tell us about something that happened to you?
Yeah, the story that comes to mind for me as a young man was we lived on the edge of town, about 10 minutes from the forest, and there was a river running through the forest, and I got introduced to fishing as a young, probably 8 or 9 years old, young man, and I did a lot of fishing growing up. And what I realized was it was really the connection with nature that I was craving and the peace that it brought. And fishing just looked like one way to do that, and of course now I do more hiking than fishing, but that was the way that I found a harmony and relaxation, was just to be out in nature.
Yeah, so we all find our way to the greater possibilities of our being as spiritual beings and physical beings, sometimes through nature, sometimes through meditation and people in our lives, and other ways, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. Now, how did you, Jeff and Clayton, meet, and do you think it's a coincidence that your last names are so similar? I mean, my first book is Life is No Coincidence, the Life and Afterlife Connection, and all it's all about energy. So it's Stegman and it's Stedman. So how did you meet?
Well, it's interesting. This is Jeff Stegman speaking. I've always had coaches and people helping me with my personal growth and my business growth, and really the two are together as one. And I was working with a man in Vancouver for a number of years. I think we were 3 or 4 years, and at some point he said, "Look, I can't take you any further. I'm going to recommend you to Clayton Stedman." And so I started working with Clayton as a client of his, doing consciousness, what he calls consciousness coaching, and really working on, you know, using his kinesiology skills to measure the level of consciousness of various areas in my consciousness, and that way really seeing where the levers were, where the critical factors, where I could do personal work, I could use energetic medicine tools to grow those particular very specific areas, and then everything would come up. And so I had these experiences with Clayton where, you know, I would experience his measuring of my consciousness and he would be right on the money, you know, and it would be like, busted, you know. He found that spot that I've been hiding from everybody else, you know. And so then I could work on it and, you know, start to grow in that area.
There are so many mysteries within us, and so much knowledge that we have, not within our personality or mind or ego, but deep within our soul energy or heart energy. And the different people I believe that we meet along the way are not random. I think they're very much part of a plan that helps us continue to seek what we came to this life to learn more about. And the possibilities are so wonderful. And if we keep an open mind, anything's possible. And many people have given up on that. They think they're limited, so limited by their lifestyle and conditions. And I say, no, that's not so. So let's go on to what is focused life force energy, or FLFE? Tell us something about the force of energy that you're discussing today.
Sure, this is Clayton here. I'll pick this up first.
Great.
Focused life force energy is, we call it a subtle energy. It is known in other cultures as prana or chi, or some people call it cosmic energy, universal energy. It is the energy that catalyzes and moves everything in the universe, and it's in everything. What we've done is we've found a way to harness that energy through the use of technology and apply it to environments or objects to create a high consciousness energy field.
Yeah, you say that you have multiple machines that focus this energy and act upon written programs, such as specific prayers, directed blessings to raise consciousness. Now, I'm a Reiki master teacher. I use a distant healing symbol, and it was hard for me many years ago to understand how I could be tapping into people's energy and doing a reading for someone in Hawaii when I was here in New York. And this is the energy you're talking about, the universal energy, and it can be used for healing. It can be used for enhancing certain locations. As we know, people go to many spots in the world trying to connect to this energy. So that's what we're talking about here. And this energy helps us to be able to measure truth and to measure the level of consciousness and to create health and well-being personally and for the location. So what is a high consciousness field?
Well, the average in North America, and this is on a scale of 1 to 1,000, Dr. David Hawkins map of consciousness, and that's what we use throughout our work to measure the effects of the energy of the technology. What we consider a high consciousness field is up in the 500s. On Hawkins' map, it's the area of love. 540 is the area of unconditional love. And so our technology, which is really a consciousness machine, it's really a way of focusing consciousness in this energy, and we're entangling with a property, and then we're flowing this high consciousness energy to the property. So 555 on the Hawkins map is what the properties go to within 5 minutes on the service, so people can try it with a free trial and just experience it. But at that level of a high consciousness field at 555, there's so much more energy available in the environment that it just feels really good to be there. It's very positive. It's like a sanctuary feeling. People, you know, love coming home because of how it feels when they walk in the door. But the body also pulls from that energy because it's much more available than normal. So the body absorbs that energy and uses it for all sorts of purposes that we're just continuing to learn about, including personal growth. You know, we see a rise in consciousness. The more time people spend in a high consciousness field, the more their personal consciousness rises.
Are you able to maintain this level of energy, or does new people coming in or new experiences or something negative happening change the energy field and then it has to be reprogrammed or revamped again? Can you tell us about that?
Well, that's what's so exciting about this to us is it's a 24/7 connection, entanglement between the programs and the focused energy and the property. So it's just happening continuously. It's continuously cleaning and clearing any negative energies. That's anything below 200 on the Hawkins map from the property. So any people that come in, if there's anything that happens, it clears it out very quickly. And then it's just continually flowing in this high consciousness energy. So it really maintains it at that level 24/7. There's really, nothing that can, you know, things can happen where it drops very, very quickly or a very short period of time. Like if you stub your toe and you're upset for a second, it's almost like a trampoline bounces you back up. It's my experience.
Yeah, well, I work in a building with a lot of different practitioners. And since I'm so sensitive to energy, if I walk by a person or a room where something may have happened, where someone's not feeling well or they're angry, I can feel uncomfortable physically in my body. And I use methods, meditations, prayers, to help shift the energy. And I have seen over the years many people performing at a higher level as a result of, let's say, my presence, because I'm working constantly being aware of people's needs and trying to do the best I can to help myself and others. So I understand what you're saying here. Yes, the energy can shift and it can return, but it takes, we have to be aware of what's happening to help people. Please tell us a story of someone who has been affected very positively from the energy that you've created for them. I think you have a two mothers story that you might want to tell us.
Yes, this is Jeff. I had a gathering at my home with some people that were interested in FLFE and some people that had been on it for a while. We love to have these gatherings to talk about our experiences and what's happening for each of us. And I had two mothers there that had been on for some number of months, and it was really touching and fascinating, you know, how similar their stories were. One of them had younger children, and it was a boy in particular. And what she noticed was just a much easier flow between she and the boy. And I guess he was somewhat oppositional at times and, you know, would kind of latch onto an idea. And she noticed and recounted a story where he had, you know, they had wanted to go out to a particular restaurant that he wanted to go to, and it was in the plan, and he knew it was there, and the plans had to change. And typically that would have been a big blow-up. And she said once, she just said, look, we need to do something different. We can't go. We can go a different night. And he said, fine.
Yeah, so everything was cool. It went pleasantly instead of it erupting into a major catastrophe. That's great. Yeah, that's great. Now, let us explain to people who are living perhaps in an uncomfortable, chaotic state or unhealthy state or lower vibrational state, what is the real benefit of working yourself personally or using other methods to create in your physical locality this high consciousness field. Let's explain some of the benefits so that they can see why they want to go in this direction. So please tell us, what are the benefits of being in a high conscious field?
This is Clayton here. So there are many benefits to being in a high consciousness field, and earlier on you alluded to the tradition of people going on pilgrimages around the world to these sacred places.
Yes.
And many of these sacred places actually calibrate in the range of the fluffy environment or the FLFE environment. There are some that are higher, but those aren't typically ones you can live in because the energy can be so high it's hard to function. So the sweet spot for supporting an evolutionary lifestyle and functioning in the world is somewhere between 550 or 540 and 570 on the Hawkins map of consciousness. So some of the benefits of being in a high consciousness field are a greater sense of well-being, people find they sleep better, increased relaxation, better communication with other people and with their own connection to divinity, which many of us experience as meditation or prayer. Many people find that their health improves, that their digestion is better because there's more relaxation in the body. Oftentimes people find their pets are calmer or more kind of loving towards them.
Yeah, you also say it enhances focus and the ability to concentrate. So doing what you have to do for work is easier. And I liked very much that you said you get a fresh start every day. Because as I was saying before, things change all the time. We're changing. Our cellular structure is changing. The people around us are changing. And we need to clear the negative history each day, each moment, from what's happening. So it's very important to try to stay in the highest state of consciousness available to us. So I thought that was what I liked so much. Now let's go on to, you started to say something about the health benefits. Give us a little bit more about that.
Well, we don't, this is Clayton again, we don't make any health claims. We're focused on creating a high consciousness field and allowing the body's own innate intelligence to regulate its healing. So we won't make health claims, but we do have people with better sleep. Quite a few people have very enhanced sleep. Of course, more relaxation aids with digestion, assimilation, elimination, of course. We do find that people need to pay attention to being more hydrated in a high consciousness field, because what happens is that the body will absorb this energy and it will use its own innate intelligence to start to heal things that it hasn't had the energy to heal for perhaps decades. So people do experience mild symptoms at times that they're having, we call it an upgrade or a healing crisis.
Well, you know what I was thinking of? The nervous system also doesn't have to work as hard, and that's why people are functioning better and they're calmer. And I was thinking perhaps if we could have this energy in stressful parts of towns that are run down where there's a lot of crime, you know what we're having going on now in the United States and worldwide, we might be able to help adjust some of the people there to a higher level of consciousness and begin to make the changes that are necessary to improve society. Would you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, sure. I think you're onto it, that healing, you know, healing the land and healing those negative histories are really critical at this time, you know, for us to move forward in a high consciousness way to really understand each other and forgive. And that clearing, like you said, a fresh start every day is really part of that forgiveness process, to let go of the past, to move forward from where things are right at that moment, and not keep referencing the past. And that it does seem to be a part of the struggle that we're going through right now is healing the past. And
right.
You know,
so I, as a person, can work on healing the environments that I'm in. But your machine, tell us about the machine, how it operates, and the history of it. And perhaps this could work over larger areas and help more people than one person can get to. So tell us about the machine, what it looks like, and how does it operate?
Well, yeah, just to hit your point there about healing other areas, quickly, when people sign up for the service and subscribe, and it's a monthly subscription, it's $30 a month for the service, but when they do that, they're able to target a location anywhere in the world. It's a religious or spiritual organization. We do allow schools and some other things as well, but this allows somebody to target another place in the world or in their own community that will stay on FLFE even if they cancel after the first month. So that's one way to spread the energy and the positive high consciousness field. And then we do also do service projects where we pick areas in the world and do consciousness raising activities with it. And that's what the subscriptions fund us to be able to do that. So the machine itself, if you can think back to any pictures you might have seen of Nikola Tesla and his experimental setups, it's like that. There's high-speed alternating current flowing through stacks and stacks of objects and plates and coils and so forth. And this high-speed alternating current creates a field that is pulling in, harvesting, concentrating this subtle energy, this life force energy, into a location in the device or in the machine, and it's a very large machine. So,
where is this machine housed?
Well, we actually have it in several different locations in the world now, and they're all connected together. But in Canada is one of those, and in the United States is another. So there's actually input stacks that are pulling energy in, and then an output stack that is directed at the programs. And so we're focusing all this energy on the programs. The programs then, originally they were written pieces of paper, and now we've found a way to automate it so that someone signing up on the web for the free trial can just get an instant on their property. But that high focus of all of that energy creates this entanglement between the machine and the property anywhere in the world. And we had in our beta stage, a friend who was very sensitive, and we, you know, thousands of miles away, we were turning the machine on and off, and he could tell us when it was on and when it was off instantly.
That's great, because I know everything is energy. We are energy. It is our life force, and we can create our best life by learning more about energy. So I want to thank you, Jeff Stegman and Clayton Stedman, for your detailed and very interesting look at energy and an application you offer for the workplace or home and to our spiritual practices. We know what happens to the human body when we spend more time in the creation and maintenance of a high conscious field. We simply feel better. For more information, go to flfe.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have discussed that the body naturally absorbs higher available energy in a higher conscious field. Using the Hawkins map of consciousness, it is possible to measure the energy in specific places and also increase that energy for the body to benefit from the higher vibration or frequency. The body pulls from this now deep well of energy on a property that has been exposed to focused life energy force. It may be found that people in these heightened conscious fields rise up to a higher level of consciousness, which may improve their relationships by creating effective communication, openness, and love. There are many ways to raise the level of consciousness of a space. Reiki, as I do, prayer, grids, feng shui, and of course there are sacred spots on earth that people travel to for the benefit of being in a high conscious field, like Stonehenge in England, places in Hawaii and Mexico, Peru and France, and others. Jeff and Clayton suggest ways that people can bring this energy into their homes and workplaces. For as long as we can remember, people like Albert Einstein, Nikola Tesla, Masaru Emoto, and Buckminster Fuller, who are a few of the better known of hundreds of researchers who understand that the greatest contribution to humanity's evolution is to erase our own consciousness and find ways to accelerate that process. Jeff and Clayton and I would have you explore the world of energy to discover how simply by knowing our thoughts, actions, and words express energy and create our sense of well-being, we can find when we are comfortable or when we are uncomfortable, an awareness of how the body feels in each moment when interacting with people and the environment shows us ways to have the best interactions possible for our well-being and self-development. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear leaders in the field of metaphysics, science, spirituality, medicine, and the arts and music share their discoveries and experiences for finding ways to understand our human and our divine qualities. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.